This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Know a millennial who sometimes lacks social skills, who avoids personal interactions, or who seems to live out their entire social life on social media? Michaela Lonitz speaks to Miss Millennials everywhere to help them gain the skills they need in the real world. And she's written it all down in a new book called Girl Code, The Secret to Success in a Digital World. G'day, Michaela.
Good morning.
It sounds like there might be a bit of a story behind this, Michaela. Have you encountered some millennials who've lacked these social skills?
Yes, I've spent lots of time with many talented young millennials as a high school teacher, and I've really seen the impact that being immersed in cyberspace has had on their ability to interact in real life.
Wow. So what impact has social media had on young people as far as those face-to-face social skills are concerned? What kind of things have you seen?
Just a really obvious lack of understanding when it comes to how their body language may be interpreted. So things like what to say in a job interview, what the purpose of a job interview is even, you know, what's expected from the employer versus what they're going and saying, how to create a good first impression, how to shake someone's hand and look them in the eye, how to converse. Yeah. How to converse. I mean, so many kids now in high schools will stand around in circles and they're not talking. They're all on their phones, on their devices. Yeah, so just general sort of day-to-day things that Generation X's and other people just take for granted.
Wow. I mean, your book, I was having a look at what it covers and, you know, there's everything from body language to basic greetings, even queuing etiquette. Was it hard to figure out what the millennials didn't know? Because I found it almost comical. I read a comment that said something like, don't feel compelled to say everything that comes to mind. I was like, are there really people who don't know this stuff?
There are. And I feel like the world has changed so much for the better in many ways with technology, but we've had to adapt to that. And parents these days are time poor. They're busy working. They think character education is happening in schools. Teachers are busy teaching content. They think it's happening at home. So I really wanted to offer something that could bridge that gap. So, you know, conversations around the dinner table where this stuff was, you know, learnt in the past is, for the most part, has fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, that is really interesting that the lack of, I think, family meals was where particularly manners and etiquette were honed. And when I was young, my parents would force me to waitress at their parties. I had to hand things around. I had to learn how to make small talk with adults from quite a young age. But I have to say, if I think of manners, I always think of my grandmother. And what she used to say was that good manners is about making other people feel comfortable. What do you think are the foundation of good manners and etiquette?
I think your grandma was spot on. It's about making other people feel at ease. It's about being aware of how other people are affected by your behaviour and making sure that your behaviour doesn't impact on anyone else's experience. And if we immerse ourselves in, you know, our online identities, we kind of become detached from that and less able to perceive how other people are affected by our behaviour day to day.
So are there some basic principles that we could apply to almost any situation?
Yeah, definitely. That one, making other people feel at ease, it really promotes an outward-facing attitude. So being aware of others around you and being responsible for how you act around other people, knowing how to converse, knowing how to make someone feel comfortable by introducing yourself properly. It could, you know, awkward silences happen all the time, but knowing how to really just diffuse those awkward situations is quite charismatic, and we don't see it as often now.
Yeah, I think some of those things have to be learnt through practice, don't they? Like, you just have to have a lot of social interaction to you learn those cues from watching others who do it well.
Yeah, and a really good understanding of those basic manners help you put those principles into place.
Mm-hmm. And let's just talk briefly as well about social media etiquette, because I feel like this is an area that really needs to catch up. You know, the technology's come through, but the etiquette sort of still lags a bit behind. What do we need to think about in how we relate to people on social media?
I think we need to be aware that we're creating permanent records of our behaviour online now, and what we think is, you know, correct behaviour now, or, you know, acting on impulse, we need to realise that that could affect us down the track in terms of employment opportunities, the way other people perceive us, personal branding. I mean, it's more complex than that, but I mean, we could talk about this for hours. People are making mistakes online every day, and I guess the book aims to offer some sort of a set of guidelines around social media etiquette, you know, how we speak to each other online, what standards we're upholding, and knowing that we're representing ourselves and putting it out there. We're all publishers, broadcasters, you know, celebrities really in our own worlds now on social media platforms, and we really need to be responsible with the way we interact on those platforms.
So it sounds like just taking a moment to stop and think, what I write now could be there out there forever, would be a good kind of way of a good self-check, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. To just...
Digital footprints are really important. So cleaning up your digital footprint is really relatively simple, you know, making sure that your social versus your professional profiles online or all your privacy settings are up to date, making sure there's nothing on there that, you know, you wouldn't be comfortable showing grandma or mum, mm-hmm. for example, or a future employee. You know, those things we can are relatively easy to fix.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. Thank you, Michaela. It's been great to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, there's obviously so much more that we could cover, but I think maybe if you know a millennial who could use this, you might want to think about Girl Code. Thanks, Michaela.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's Michaela Lonitz. She's the author of Girl Code, The Secret to Success in a Digital World.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.